Hi, guys. It's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we're here with The Daily Dish,
Bravo's official podcast. Megan is just so excited to talk today.
There's been a lot happening this week.
Oh, no, we've had a big week.
Okay, so yesterday I got to go to Danielle Staub's home and film with her.
I've never been more jealous of anyone in my life.
It was amazing. She's great, but also it's the Danielle you want. Like, everything she said was like, this is TV gold. And we should be filming.
If you don't follow Megan on Twitter or Instagram, you are missing out because she posted on her story yesterday a photo of Danielle's dog after she had kissed it.
And it just had a huge lipstick print on the middle of the dog's forehead from Danielle.
It was like the greatest thing I've ever seen.
At Meg Segura.
Yeah, I didn't mean as that to be so pluggy.
No, I love it.
Self-promotion.
Waiting for that fit tea endorsement.
The dream.
Yep.
We just want some fit tea. And I want some hair care bears.
The gummies.
Yeah. I want to take a cute photo with them, like, in my mouth or, like, on my eyes.
Yes.
And I already have really great hair, so imagine what it could be.
I know.
Anyway, so you got to do that.
Yeah, and it was great, and I wish I could talk more about it, but people will just have to wait and see what comes out. But needless to say, we were direct messaging on Instagram today. Yeah. I got a lot of X's and O's.
XOXO.
Yeah.
Danielle Staub.
Exactly.
Ugh, I'm super jealous. So you're like best friends now. Like, are you going to go over for Christmas?
Maybe. Oh my gosh. This was also exciting to me. Like, these are the moments that, like, you know we love our job because I get genuinely excited. I posted a photo of us and Jax. Very
and
cute.
Then Jax liked it.
Brandi Redman commented on it.
Oh my God.
From
amazing.
Dallas. She's like, ha 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 ha. And I was like, Brandi?
Brandi? You think I'm funny? You're funny. That's amazing. I got to go grape stomping.
Yes. I was grape stomping.
It actually, I feel like I was like so not into it last week. And then it was like the most magical day. There was like a rainbow in Hudson Valley. Yeah. We stomped grapes, which was really squishy and icky.
Yeah. How did that feel?
It felt bad and good at the same time. You're like, what is this? And you're like, oh, it's kind of soothing.
On a scale from 1 to Luann falling in a bush, How drunk did you get?
I didn't get that drunk. I was disappointed. I know. I'd say, like, I was, like, I, like, saw the bush.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was, like, close to the bush, but I didn't fall in.
Got it.
If that makes sense.
You gave me a look like you thought I was going to say something else.
I just never know what you're going to
say. Like, as soon as I said, on a scale from, you gave me a look like, don't you effing do it.
Anyway, so yeah, that happened. And I went to Paul McCartney this week.
Yes.
And it was amazing. And Jimmy Fallon was there.
What?
And Paul McCartney was like, who has a birthday? Where's the, I don't know. Oh my God. Anybody celebrating a birthday this week or today? And like people raising their hands. He's like, Jimmy, is that you? And then the camera like went to Jimmy Fallon and he was like freaking out. And then he like went over to Lorne Michaels, who was also there. And by the way, their seats were like dead center, 5 rows back, like the perfect seat, the best seat in the house.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm up where I could literally die if I fell forward because it's so steep.
But still, you were there. You were there with them. It's practically like you guys are in the same friend group.
Basically, what happened was on Tuesday night, me, Jimmy Fallon, and Paul McCartney were hanging out.
Right.
Yeah.
Killer impersonation, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Do I sound just like Paul McCartney?
Just like him. It was weird.
Yeah, I'm really good at them.
We also came out just now from a meeting where we were both like, that was amazing.
Yes.
Okay, so Evolution is the production company that works on shows like Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules!
So they came and did a whole meeting presentation about what their job entails, what it's like to work on Vanderpump Rules, and
they went through some of, like, my favorite scenes of all time.
Yes.
And, like, how they came about. Like, do you all remember, I don't know how you could forget, Jax crying in the truck?
You don't know what I've done.
You don't know what I've done. Don't laugh at me. I'm just sick of you laughing at me.
I can't go through this again. Are you serious? You're not gonna make me feel bad for you right now. I'm not even talking to him. This isn't even something.
You have no idea what I've done.
Because he secretly had a tattoo of Stassi's name that she didn't know about, and he was trying to win her back, and she was like, no.
Right. Well, apparently, they had to, like, last minute ask if they could go into overtime because they, like, just started the fight at the end of the
shoot dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were like, well, we didn't plan on following them home. So they had to, like, get someone on the phone and be like, please give us overtime. Move around the hours so they could follow them home and get that audio in the truck.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And, you know, they really just went into a whole thing about there's nothing we could ever script about this show.
Yeah.
These people bring it, and they really hold themselves accountable, won't let each other kind of hide anything, and that's, like, what's so great about working with them.
Right. They were like, we couldn't plan it if we tried. Like, nothing happens the way we think it's going to end up going.
Right. And, you know, obviously we can't say it here, but they told us some stuff about the new season. Ugh. And just the way they described the first episode opening, I was like, ah!
I know, I know. But right now, it was the end of Jax and Brittany, and Jax was in the office to talk to us all about that crazy fight at the end.
And Brittany didn't have my back. I didn't even go home that night. I stayed at a random hotel on the side of the road somewhere. I was actually walked to a hotel off a freeway. It wasn't great. I had some crazy hick try to start a fight with me, and like it was crazy. It was bad. It ended really bad.
So aside from Jax, we're also going to be talking about Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Dallas,
that insane scene between MJ and Tommy on Shaws of Sunset.
Yes, but first we want to introduce you to someone named Molly. Molly has been helping Grace, and she's filling in today, actually, while Grace is out of town. We miss you, Grace.
Happy New Year.
And she told us something that we were like, you have to share this with the listeners. So take it away.
I went to the Regency.
So already we're excited.
I went based on the fact that you guys had gone. I wanted to see what all the fuss is about. And my friends were there to meet me, and they had gotten there earlier because I'm perpetually late. And they messaged me, and on my way, they were like, Tom is here.
Tom D'Agostino was at the Regency.
Sitting next to my friends.
Could you hear him talk?
A few times. I didn't want to be too nosy. I was trying to listen from afar, but not be.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to do the lean in.
That right, right. You much. Were being like polite and, right. You know, trying whereas to, I would have been like, if you talk right now, I will kill you.
Wait. Any other celebrity sightings?
Oh, yes. I mean, is there another celebrity after Tom D'Agostino?
I don't think so, but my friends were, because they were sitting next to him, we have since been trading various internet photos of people who had caught him, or not caught him, that's, who had also seen him, witnessed his presence at the Regency on said night, and they ended up being in these photos that people were taking.
No way.
Yeah. Like my friend's book, she was reading like the Hillary's new book, and like somebody like circled the book and like pointed to him because it's called What Happened.
Great job, internet.
Yeah. So it was. But I don't think it's some good people watching. Some really good people watching.
Right. I was going to say, what is your take on the vibe?
It's everything from the ridiculous to the sublime in term, mm-hmm. And then you also get a lot of looky-loos because I can tell that there are other people there who knew who he was, who were like on the sly, like getting photos that I could like see them doing.
Right, the whole like, oh, I wonder what my hair looks like.
Yeah,
and it's no.
Yeah, or taking a photo of their friend, but their friend is like totally out of the frame.
Yeah, I did that with Kanye West in the Louvre.
As
I was
you
like
should.
This painting.
As you
no,
should.
It's Kanye.
I stayed there too late, far too late.
We did too. We got very drunk.
We met two people that said they were musicians, and he kept insisting, like this one, and they were older gentlemen. I mean, by older, I mean, say latter half of
your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. And this one guy was like, I'm a drummer. I'm a really big deal. You should know who I am. And I was like, I don't, but cool glasses.
But what if he was a really big deal? Did you ask his name?
His name, I remember his first name. I think it was Steve. And then he was like, oh, and this is my guitarist, Pete. But they were...
It was Pete Townsend.
And they kept trying to hit on these Scandinavian women who were sitting next to us and who were not about that life. And the guy kept talking to the wait staff in Spanish. And it was like... I was like, you don't... I'm like, they don't...
Why?
Like,
that's,
he's like, because I can speak Spanish, so I'm going to do it. And I was like,
do they?
You don't know if they speak Spanish. You're making an assumption here. And he like continued to like say like, una más cerveza to them, and was like barking orders. And I was like, this is gross. Absurd and gross. Yeah.
Everything you just said sounds exactly right.
I just am so happy you experienced it. And I feel like I can't stress enough to listeners, when they come to New York, should go.
Yes.
Because I have said this, that, like, it's the only place I want to go drink now. Even though I will end up paying way too much money because, like, the drinks are ridiculously expensive, I have never had a better, like, you get what you pay for experience.
Completely.
You know? It's entertainment. Thank you so much, Molly.
Yeah, that's a great update. I'm going to stalk all those photos on the internet now.
Oh, I know. Because once you said the thing about there's so many photos of Tom, all I was thinking is there should be a Tumblr. Tom D'Agostino at the
Regency.
A Tumblr? Yes! That's like a good one.
That's a good pun. You make a lot of bad ones. Well, if we have to move on from Tom D'Agostino, let's get into some other Bravo Liberty news.
Yes. We're here today with Laura Rosenfeld, Daily Dish news editor.
Yeah, for BravoTV.com.
Hey, Megan and Rachel.
Hi. What are the headlines you have for us today?
Yeah, well, at the end of last week, the end of last week was huge, by the way. We had a lot of big stories. First off, Landon Clements announced that she's not coming back to Southern Charm for next season, for season 5.
Oh, man.
It's both shocking and not. Like, shocking because whenever there's a big change, it's like, whoa, how are we going to go on? But then it's also like, I can see that she didn't have any necessarily strong ties to the group. You know, she's not dating Thomas, as we found out. And she also lives in L.A. a lot.
And I feel like she was really close with Whitney, who was also kind of taking a step back on the show. Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like she's looking for the next chapter of her life, starting a new chapter. She's getting back into the real estate game in California. So that's why she's been spending a lot of time there. And she also said on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen in June that she's going to be working for her dad as well in his real estate development firm. So, you know, she's looking to the future and building her career. Yeah.
I wonder if we'll see her in and out. Like, if someone goes to L.A., she'll be there. Or if she's, like, visiting Charleston, she'll be, like, in a group setting. It's like when we see a housewife pop in again, like Gretchen this year on OC. You know? Will she be around?
Right. Well, when I read what she had to say on BravoTV.com about not coming back, I thought it was interesting that she mentioned all the real estate stuff, but nothing about her online magazine.
Great point. Where is Rome?
Yeah, well, it's Trovare now.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. How can I misspoke?
The name change.
Maybe that's what did it.
Well, it's still, I looked at the website a few days ago. It's still live.
Okay.
Still online, kicking. Exactly. So I assume she's still working on that, but maybe her main focus now is trying to rebuild her real estate career.
Right. I just think about that conversation with her dad.
I know. Yeah. He was going to pay her so much money.
No, I remember that too. Like, yes, she chose right.
Yeah. But hopefully we do see her pop in, like you mentioned.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this means she's leaving Charleston completely or what. We're not sure. So if she still is in Charleston, or even if they go to L.A., since the Charmers have been known to party in L.A., we might see her.
Right.
Hopefully.
What else is going on this week? There was a big end of the week.
Yeah, it was a big end of the week. And sort of outside of the Bravoverse, we had a big report about Kylie Jenner, and there are rumors that she's pregnant.
I cannot tell everyone what it was like at, like, 5:15 on Friday, Eastern Standard Time, in the Bravo offices. It was like, papers were flying. People were running around. Kylie Jenner's pregnant!
I mean, it was just the most shocking info to get. at the end of a Friday afternoon.
The most shocking.
That's shocking. I mean, I am what I would, you know, I would classify myself as a Kardashian expert, and I just didn't see it coming, you know?
Do you think it's real? Do we think it's real?
My heart tells me yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think so. I mean, no one's coming out and denying it. And there are people commenting on it.
So this is the weird thing for all of us Kardashian fans is that no one's confirming, no one's denying. Mm-hmm. Everyone's being really coy about it. Grace, our producer, sent me this thing. A person on social media has a theory that it's actually Sophia Richie who's pregnant with Scott Disick's baby. And that's why they were photographed at the restaurant with a congratulations, Scott and Sophia cake and them kissing. She was drinking water, but that could also just be because she's 19. Oh,
but were they in America? Because if they were abroad, she could
No,
be
they
drinking.
Were in Miami. But no, good point.
Thank you.
It is suspicious that these stories are happening at the same time.
Right.
You have the pregnancy reports and then Sophia Richie and Scott Disick coming out.
If it's true, which look, I don't actually think it is, but if it were true, it would make sense why no one's confirming or denying because like they're still figuring out how to deal with the situation.
Right. So you think it really was a leak? It's like a elevator, salon.
I think, I just think that they're
like a fluke.
Each have circles of friends who have circles of friends. And I just think it could be so easy.
As I said that, I was like, but I don't even know if that was real or not. Because, you know, there's the whole story about the elevator thing wasn't really real that they knew and they did it on purpose.
Yeah, but that guy got fired.
Maybe they paid him on the side. You get fired,
that would be
you get
$1 million. I would leak a tape if, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce were like, hey, you're going to get fired, but here's, like, $1 million.
You're going to come to all of our concerts forever. That would have to be in my contract.
The stipulation, yeah.
But there's a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills connection,
there is,
right?
Yes. I mean, as we all know, Kris Jenner is very good friends with Faye Resnick, from who we've seen on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
The morally corrupt.
Exactly. You know her well. Mm-hmm. And who's also very good friends with Kyle Richards. And so Us Weekly caught up with Faye at an event in Los Angeles shortly after the news broke. And she reacted to these Kylie Jenner pregnancy reports. And she said, quote, I can believe it. They blow up the internet for everything. I mean, this is huge, if it's true.
I agree. This is huge, if it's true.
Right. I know. So kind of a strange comment. Not sure what to make of it, but...
Megan and Faye Resnick on the same page.
Always. Always.
But, I mean, I just love that Faye Resnick commented on it at all.
I know.
It's amazing.
How does she know? Oh, I'm sorry. I have seen the O.J. Simpson show, so I know how they're connected.
Yes.
Never mind.
I'm just going to plug very quickly. Everyone should go download her audiobook from the 90s. It's fantastic.
Does she narrate it?
Yes. Amazing. That's what makes it like.
Right.
You feel like you're there.
Yeah.
And then we have one more story. I don't know how we transition from Faye Resnick commenting on a Kardashian, but...
It's hard to top that, but we have one other big story. The Daily Dish did a little update on Tara and Rob Radcliffe, who Bravo fans might remember from Newlyweds the First Year, season 3.
Oh, I remember them.
Which, I love that show. We followed their first year of marriage in season 3, but Tara popped up in the current season of Shaws of Sunset.
In a big way.
In a huge way, where there were rumors that she and Shervin hooked up while she was with Rob and while he was with Annalise. Shervin denied the rumors. Tara said they were true. We're going to have to wait and see, you know, hear more from Shervin and more from the Shaws cast, I'm sure, at the reunion. Yes. But we did a little update on Tara and Rob, at least, and we Shervin confirmed to the Daily Dish that Tara and Rob are no longer together. Tara also posted about the split on Instagram on March 19th, and she confirmed that she and Rob are no longer together. So,
because when would that have been like in filming? It must have been right around the same time.
No idea.
Well, I would love to put that together. That was around in the fall, right? And they filmed season 6 because it was just Thanksgiving.
They did it. Yeah, it was Thanksgiving. You're right. Yeah. Oh my God. Way to go, Laura.
And also talk to Gigi about her friendship with Tara, since she's very good friends with Tara and Shervin while all this was going on.
Right.
And they're still friends today, but she teased that her relationship with Tara has changed you know, the dynamic has changed a bit since all of this has gone down, understandably. So,
well, you know, I don't know if you remember this from Newlyweds, but Tara left her husband for Rob.
Right. Mm.
They had an affair, I think, in Vegas. It always goes back to Vegas. But they were, like, at a convention, and they kind of, like, fell in love, and I think they slept together, and then they got together.
Right. So, I know.
Her Jeez, first husband. Interview. But I will tell you, there is more to unravel this season on Shaw's about this whole Shervin. Did he cheat? Didn't he cheat? And we actually interviewed Shervin about it all. And if you keep tuning in, you will hear it at the end of the season.
I can't wait.
Well, thank you for all this great news.
Pleasure. Yeah, I know. It's, like I said, a big week.
It is a big week. I can't wait to see how the Kardashians officially announce.
Yeah.
Like, what is their plan?
There's going to be something.
What is Kris Jenner doing right now?
Scheming.
I feel like I imagine her on, like, the Homeland bulletin board, and it's like she's, like, putting right. If she Instagrams here and Kim,
I mean,
snaps,
I think she
here.
Has minions to do it, but I like where you're going.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, it's been a big week on the Daily Dish, and I mean, every week seems like a big week. Always something new. So,
right.
Keep. You know, following the Daily Dish on BravoTV.com for more.
And all the links that we talked about will be in the description below. Thank you so much, Laura.
My pleasure. Thank you.
But wait, there's more. Now there are reports that Khloe Kardashian is pregnant, and this seems for real, because an executive producer on Keeping Up with the Kardashians Instagrammed congratulations and then had to, like, take it down.
For real sounded like... Like, boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So, yeah. It doesn't get more legit than that. There are three Kardashians potentially having babies. So we're going to get into talking about the shows, but first we have to do the Jax interview because it was amazing.
Yeah, I will say after the episode, he said, geez, that was like a therapy session.
And it was.
Yeah, so we get deep.
Everyone, we are here with Jax Taylor, probably our favorite podcast guest to have.
That's very nice of you.
You just don't hold back with us, Jax.
Right.
Well, I mean, we got to be honest here, right?
Yeah.
Why hold back?
That's all
not what people
any of us can hope for.
We all want just vulnerability.
I can do that.
The last time you were here, you were just starting. You just started finished filming the show with Brittany.
Yes.
And you told us it ended badly. And we were like, what do you mean? You're like, that's all I'm saying. It ended badly.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, from that moment when you drove off to, like, the reunion for Vanderpump Rules, I think started filming a couple weeks after that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
What was the timeline of events? What happened?
What happened when I left?
Yeah.
You know, we filmed for 11 days. It was... 11 days, I had her family, her friends, and I was the only one. I'm by myself. So, you know, like any time you go and visit your in-laws or your girlfriend's parents or whatever, it gets a little bit much after a certain many days. And she has a beautiful farm, but we're in a tight quarters. And it's like I didn't have anybody to, like, vent to. I didn't have anybody on my side. So I think after 11 days of filming with the family and the constant marriage stuff and the religion, and I'm a really easygoing guy, but I think I just at the end I just snapped, and I apologized. I'm really good at giving apology tours. I call it the apology tour, so I do that a lot because I snap with everybody, and then I'll usually the next day I'm like, I'm sorry. I shoot first, ask later, kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I think I just got really stressed. I think I can't explain it. I think I just was at my wit's end, and I just kind of snapped, and I just think I had enough. And the last night, I think we were there, I was at the bar, and we were at the bar with her again with her family and friends, and somebody said something. I think it was her sister. Yeah, it was her sister. And it just rubbed me the wrong way, and I just went off. And Brittany didn't have my back. I didn't even go home that night. I stayed at a random hotel on the side of the road somewhere. And, yeah, I actually walked to a hotel off a freeway. It wasn't great. I had some crazy... Hick tried to start a fight with me, and like it was crazy. It was bad. It ended really bad. There's no way around it. It was bad.
Did she really not get on the plane with you to go back to LA?
At the end, you know, at the last day of filming, we just kind of were at each other's throats. Like in any other relationship, you know, sometimes you just need to step back and kind of reassess the situation. And, you know, we spent 11 days together. We were at each other's throats. And it was just a good idea for her to stay a couple extra days and let me go home and just take a breath, you know, figure things out. And, so she ended up staying. And I said, you know what? It's probably good that you stay here for a couple of days with your family and let me go home. And, you know, I'll see you when you get back.
Is there anything you would have done differently?
Yeah, you know.
Long sip of water.
I tend to run my mouth. That's what I do. Like I said, I shoot first, and I tend to go off. I don't sit and let things kind of absorb and then go. I kind of just go with somebody. I have no patience. I wasn't born with patience. I don't know why, but I don't have any. And I just got angry, and I was drunk. I drank too much, and I just went off. I probably wish I would not have done that. Of course, if I go back in time, I would like to say, yeah, of course. And I apologize to her family and her friends. And it's kind of like a thing with me. It's nothing new. It's just token Jax move.
But credit where credit's due. You really went there and, I mean, became part of the family for 11 days. Yeah,
her family is amazing. Her family is great. Her mamma, her grandmother, her aunts, her uncles, her mother, everybody was very great to me. They opened up their homes with open arms, and everybody was wonderful to me. I just think after a certain while, I just kind of, I don't know. I think I just kind of was just, I had enough.
Yeah, because you said last night I watched What Happens that you would raise kids in Kentucky.
I would, rather than L.A., if I had to choose between the two. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would never raise kids in L.A. It's like raising kids here. I would never raise kids here either. I don't know how people do it.
Right.
I need grass and fence and dog and house and suburbs and subdivision. I can't. School bus, kids riding bikes. I could never do this. It'd be hell. I don't know how people do it here. But that's me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put anybody.
No.
I'm sort of yelling at these women here. You guys probably all have families. You're like this. You're like, God, what an asshole.
Right. Well, yeah, my five children at home with
With their nannies and going to private schools. Yeah. And, you know, used to go into the neighbor's house and go and spend the night with the neighbor's kid. Like, I just, that's what I want my kids to have.
Right.
Not saying anything else is bad. I'm sorry. I hope it did
we
sound
take
like
no
that.
No offense to that and agree, actually.
I just like the suburb life. I like that.
Yeah. But so many publications have been writing that you guys are split up.
Yeah. What? Apparently, if you don't hang out with each other 24/7, you're broken up. Mm. So, you know, like any relationship, it has its ups and downs. You know, we've been dating 2 years now, and things are, you know, things happen in relationships, and you get in arguments and stuff, and that's just part of being in a relationship. But just because we get in an argument doesn't mean we're broken up. As of right now, we're not broken up. We're together. Everything's fine.
Everything's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Phew. I know.
Okay. It's not perfect by any means, but we're good. We're still together.
You talked a lot this season about Britney's sparkle and how she's lost
God,
it.
I know. I heard it 1,000 times. God, if I take back anything, it's saying spark. I mean, I didn't make it. It sounded terrible. Like she lost her spark. I heard it 1,000 times. If I hear the word spark one more time, it's like. But I said it. I just felt like. When she was in L.A., I thought maybe she was a little homesick. I didn't know how else to put it. I just thought maybe, is there something that I'm doing? Is there something that I can do? You know, I just felt like she was a little down. And I'm not a therapist by any means, but like, I was doing it too. It wasn't just her. It was me too. And people don't realize I wasn't just putting her down. I gained like 30 pounds. I gained weight. I was sleeping until 1 or 2, eating all day. I mean, I was doing it too. And I felt like we kind of got really comfortable in a situation, you know, and I felt like, you know, we don't work regular jobs, you know, and so it's easy to sit around all day and eat. And the next thing you know, you've gained weight. And I wasn't putting her down by any means. I was just wondering, I asked her friends, I asked her family, I'm like, is there something I can do to get, I feel like maybe she's down. Is it something that I did? Can you tell me? Because her friends didn't tell me because they didn't know. And I didn't want to, I couldn't get out of her. So I went to her family. So I didn't know what to do. I don't think I did a bad thing. Everyone's like, why are you saying this? All I'm doing is going to her family asking, is there something that I'm doing wrong in this relationship that is making her, you know, not be the person that I met? Like she is, but she kind of was like a little bit maybe down. Maybe she was homesick. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think I did anything wrong, and I'm getting harped on it all the time. You're saying this. I'm just looking out for her. I'm just trying to see how I can make my relationship better. I don't really think I was doing a bad thing, but everybody was harping on me on this whole spark thing. I was just, I don't know.
No, I get it. I mean, relationships, like you said, are up and down. Yeah. So when you're on a down path, you're like, all right, how can we bring this back up?
I went and asked. I couldn't get it out of her. So I went to her friends. Couldn't get it out of her friends. So I went to her family. I felt right. like that was the right thing to do. So what am I supposed to do? Sit by and just let this happen?
Right. So. And when she's home, she's probably all excited to be around her family and stuff. So they may not have seen it when she
yeah,
was
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's exactly. Maybe she loves going home. And I felt like she was just a homesickness thing maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And she was trying to find, you know, she's new to California. I try to put that in perspective. It was a lot of things. I just was like, I was just trying to ask her family, is there something that is she telling you something that maybe I'm not hearing? Maybe right. you guys can give me a little bit of give me something. I don't know. You know?
Did you guys watch the episodes together?
No, I haven't watched. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't watch Vanderpump. I don't watch any of the shows. Right. I live this life. I don't want to watch it.
Do you get a lot of heat for that on social
media? I get heat all the time.
Yeah. What about angry texts from her family friends?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about not her friends.
Okay.
I don't care.
I was going to ask you about that. You seem to clash with them. Where are you at with them now?
I know they're her friends, and I shouldn't say I give a shit. I know they're her friends. I just, like, they don't live with us. They're seeing from the outside, mm-hmm. you know. And I know that she has a better life than what she was living. I know she does really well, and she's happy. So they're just sitting there like, and they're her friends. They're going to have her side. They're going to have her back no matter what. And that's as friends should, as they should. But to sit and critique me all day when you've seen her, you haven't seen her in a year and a half, and sit here and be like, well, you're getting a one-sided story. It's just, it's not fair. It's not fair. And I'm always beat up. I'm beat up all the time. I'm not trying to play victim. I know it sounds like I'm trying to play victim. But, you know, I get harped on a lot. But, you know, I'm pretty honest. I get beat up because of that, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't sugarcoat anything. You know, it is what it is. That's why I pride ourselves on our show, because it is 100% real.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can fault you for not being honest and real.
Are you currently filming Vanderpump Rules, or is that in?
We are done with actual filming, with the actual show. Mm-hmm. But now it's basically just interviews and...
Tell me about the interviews. Is someone...
It's like you right in front of me right now. So I'm sitting in a room in a set. I'm sitting in a chair just mm-hmm. like this. And someone's on their laptop, just like you are, and saying, okay, remember episode 3, you did this. What did you think of that? That's it.
Got it.
I hate to say about MTV, because I hate MTV, but I hate, remember how they have the confession room or whatever?
Right.
Because something happened, they go right in there, and like you'd be fine in the moment.
Vanderpump Rules confession room would be amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That would be. I hate that, because I hate MTV, but I would like...
Why the hate for MTV?
I just don't like... their shows. I'm not a big fan. I just feel it's just trash.
Except for The Hills, right?
Except for The Hills, but that was scripted. That was a scripted show.
Ooh. Still amazing. Huh?
Well, they all come out and tell you. I mean, they're fans of our show, too. I'm friends with Spencer and Chris Cavallari.
Does that happen a lot? Do people just, like, reach out because they're like, oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, because they're all, you know, ex-reality people who do the same show, so they all, you know.
They get it.
They get it, yeah. They'll tell you. It was all scripted. Yeah,
you know all the goss.
Yeah. That's why I love our show, because our show is none of that. The camera guys show up, turn the cameras on, and just you go. You can have your cameras here, but we're not going to go on continuing our lives. That's why our show, I think, is so organic and real and works, because this is our life. This is really how we live, and it works.
Mm-hmm. Are you still living down the hall from Tom and Katie?
Yeah.
How is that?
It's good. I think Katie was a little nervous about it at first, because she thought Tom and I were going to treat it as a dorm. And we do sometimes. We have our moments, because we have a pool downstairs. It's kind of like a dorm.
Yeah.
But she's married, so it's a little bit... they're married, so it's a little... They got to treat it as a marriage. I mean, Brittany and I are together and everything, but... Yeah, we treat it as a dorm sometimes. Because everybody in our hall, we're friends with everybody that lived down the hall and everything. So even our landlord's our buddy, so we just...
Oh, that's so fun.
It is like a frat house, kind of.
How are they doing?
They're doing great. I feel like they're doing better now than they ever have. Tom and Katie, you know, you know how I am on marriage. I know you guys have heard me talk about marriage before, but I think they're better now married than they were dating.
Hear that, kids? Marriage fixes your problems.
No, that's not true. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying that at all. But I guess in this case,
right?
I think Katie and Tom have never been better. And I'm, you know, I mean, how I feel about marriage. I'm not a big believer in marriage. If I was to get married, it would be to Brittany, hopefully. But I'm not a huge fan of marriage. But I think in this case, Tom and Katie are great. I guess I don't want to say it fixed them, but I've never seen them happier. That's for sure.
What can you tell us about this upcoming season of Vanderpump Rules?
It's going to be great for the viewers. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one. Yeah, I think everybody will enjoy the show. I hope so. But it's going to be a tough season for Vanderpump.
But you're still together. And
we're still together.
Fans have
working
hope.
Hard.
Yeah.
Therapy's helping.
Good. Yeah. Thank you so much
thank
for coming.
Thank you for having me, girls. Yes. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So, guys, we just had a very deep conversation with Jack.
Yeah, even when the microphones shut down, the convo kept going.
I feel like I kind of was, like, psychoanalyzing him, but I just was like, you do want love, Jax. I feel like we see that.
He's like, yeah, I do. I say things and I don't mean them. Why do I do that? And we're like, oh, we get it.
We get it.
We get you. Also, I think the ladies might enjoy knowing Jax
looks amazing.
He's looking like season one Jax.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Very angular in the jaw. Chiseled. Yeah. Chiseled.
Yeah, yeah. He looks good, and he has, like, the short, like,
buzzed
G.I. Jane hair.
Yeah.
But in the best
I'm
way.
I'm sure he'd love being compared to Demi Moore.
Who wouldn't? It's a compliment if I've ever heard one.
But Jax is one of, I think, those people that, even though we watch him say and do terrible things, I can't help sometimes feeling like, I think I like Jax.
Right. Am I in love with Jax?
Yeah. Do I want to get Jaxed? Maybe.
No, completely. Because I feel like yesterday I had a conversation with Captain Lee, and he was like, ignorance is when you don't know. Stupid is when you know better, but you still do. And I feel like Jax kind of suffers from, like, knowing better but still doing it. But then
right.
He has the guilt after and
yeah.
The regret and the frustration with himself.
Right. So he doesn't even need to take Stassi's quiz of are you a
sociopath. No.
He feels.
Yes.
He regrets.
You heard it here today.
Jax is not a sociopath.
But yeah, thank you so much, Jax. That was amazing. Thank you for being so open.
And we're deeply attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. As we talked about, you saw Danielle. I hung out with Paul McCartney and Jimmy Fallon. My nights are really busy. But this week I got my Sun Basket, which made where am I going to be eating? How am I going to be eating? What am I going to be eating this week? All those questions were answered, and it was amazing.
It's literally my favorite delivery of the week.
Seriously, I come home and I'm like, yes, Sunbasket's here!
Because even the process of making the meal isn't a burden whatsoever.
Not at
everything
all.
Comes in the right quantity, the directions are easy to follow, and it's always under 30 minutes to make the whole recipe.
And it's all organic and sustainable ingredients, pre-measured, like you said. I literally couldn't believe how easy it was. I was like, oh, I have to chop. No, I don't. It's already chopped for me. It's amazing.
The cleanup is easy, which is amazing. You get to skip the grocery store, which is my favorite part.
Whatever kind of meals you want, they have them. Paleo, lean and clean, gluten-free, vegetarian, and family options are all created by award-winning chefs approved by nutritionists.
Go to sunbasket.com/dish today to get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/dish for $35 off. sunbasket.com/dish.
So let's get into OC.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about moments that I found hilarious this week.
Oh, okay.
Number one being the transition into Shannon's exercise being like, bow chicka bow wow 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 wow, like music, but then also you hear her breathing. It's like, we can play
it's
it.
It's like a Britney so Spears just music video.
I'm a... Yes, it was just like that. So it's like, you're like, what's going on in the Bedore household? And then it's her on a cycling bike.
A spin bike.
I couldn't think of the word spin. And then it's Shannon on a spin bike saying how much she hates spinning.
I didn't even focus on the music because I was like, God, she's breathing so hard.
See, I was like, what are they doing with this transition? What are they trying to allude to here? I mean, we all know. But I also wanted to say, Shannon getting off of the bike is me every time I ever go to a spin class. I cannot figure out the shoes. Like, I have to, they're like, if you can't get out, you can always take off the shoes. And that's like the ultimate failure. That's right. Me every time. Or I have to be like, sir, I can't clip out. Everyone's like stretching and like feeling great. And I have like major anxiety because I can't get off of the bike.
I've never done a spin class, which is crazy because they're like on every corner in New York.
Yeah, and I feel like you're such a fitness class person.
And I mean, I think it's because people talk about it like a religious experience.
Well, that's why I don't like it generally. It's just like you go and then they're like, everything you hate about your life, you're going to work through today. Leave all your problems at the door and move down the road and spin your life. And I'm like, no, none of this. And they have like a calm one where like they turn all the lights off and they're like, think about the problem you're most worried about right now. And I'm like, I'm not going to work it out in this spin class.
But I have been to the rowing equivalent. So you go and it's like row machines and they turn out the lights, they turn up the music, and it's the same thing, but rowing.
Right.
It was intense.
Well, now every time I think about that, I think of Odd Mom Out because they had that whole storyline about lesbians until Labor Day, which I didn't know was a thing, but is and is fascinating. Just as a side note. People should Google that because it's really interesting. So yeah, just shout out to other people who are bad at cycling. Thank you, Shannon Bedore, for being so real this week.
Something that really made me rethink Kelly's marriage is her and Michael in this episode.
When she woke up and put like sweats on, he was like, you look so great.
How she manages to stay beautiful.
Yeah.
It's amazing, right?
He was the sweetest husband this entire episode.
Oh my God, he did like everything for her. And like, not out of guilt or like, you know, it just was like, oh, this is someone taking care of someone else and that really loves them.
Hey guys, it's producer Grace here. I just want to say, in Megan and Rachel's defense, this episode was recorded before we could confirm the news that Kelly Dodd and her husband Michael are in fact getting divorced. We have been able to confirm that now. The article about it on BravoTV.com is linked in the description. It paints this recap in a slightly ironic light.
And just seeing how she relied on him and like didn't really want him to leave. And she was like, he's been with me since I was 28 years old. I was like, wow, you guys do love each other.
Right.
There are problems, but at the base of it, you guys love each other.
Right. It did. I think it was like good to see because sometimes you're like, well, then just leave, you know? Or if you're unhappy, we don't want you to be unhappy, Kelly.
I know your problems with Shannon continue this episode.
Well, they do. Because Lydia calls, they're all at dinner. She's like, hey, I want you to invite you to this. My husband's getting his balls chopped off, which is also not what's happening.
Because I wanted to see if all of you guys wanted to come tomorrow night out with Doug and I for a little balls voyage party.
Right. Apparently she said that in a blog, too. She's like, okay. Look, I know that's not how a vasectomy works.
But I get it. Hyperbole is very funny.
Yes.
And then she finds out that everyone is at dinner together just after to her saying, I'm inviting Vicky because it's the nice thing to do.
And I would hate to be left out.
I'm going to call Vicky first. And that way I'll know if she's in, I can tell the girls so they can prepare for that. I like to include everyone. I feel like it would suck if everyone was out and didn't have you.
She like just said this. Words are still hanging in the air. And then she calls and she's being left out. And it just like broke my heart for Lydia, especially because you could see it really did affect her.
Yeah, I mean, that's sad. You never... Who wants to be left out?
It reminded me of, like, in junior high when you would, like, call someone and there was, like, three-way calling.
Yes!
Yeah, and you didn't know someone was there. It's very Mean Girls in that scene.
Girls are the worst.
They really are.
Like, if you think back to any of your middle school days, you're like, oh, what a bitch.
Yes. One time, all my friends took me out to the field, sat me down, and were like, we've all decided we don't want to be friends with you anymore.
To the field?
Oh, yeah. It's like where we had, like, recess. I don't know what you call it otherwise.
But, like, a baseball field or just a field of flowers?
It was, like, a field of grass where we would, like, play, all as right. Children do. What did you guys have?
A playground. I don't know. It just it's. Oh, we had like
a blacktop at a playground, but then we had like a grass one where like you there was a baseball field, but also just like a grass as you would at like a park.
I'm just picturing you in the opening of Little Prairie.
Yeah.
What's that show called?
Little House on the
Little House on the Prairie.
Little Prairie.
Kyle Richards would be so mad at you right now.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Kim Richards.
Kim. Right. Oh, Kyle was not on Little House.
So, yeah, she's mad at both of us.
Oh, yeah. Now we're mad at both of us. We're sorry to the Richards family. But, yes, so that all happens. Lydia, I think, handles it graciously. Tamara throws Shannon under the bus, being like, well, Shannon did it.
Okay, this is confusing to me. Not in the episode, but on the next on, then you hear Tamara saying, well, no, it was Kelly who put this together. Well, no, it was Megan who put this together. Like, what?
Carl, you weren't there because I invited everybody, not invite you.
I thought it was Shannon.
I'm joking. No, it wasn't Shannon. It was Megan. It was Kelly.
Yeah, no, it was Tamara.
I think that they're all trying to somehow, like in a movie when you're like, well, just say it was each other and she won't get it. But, like, Lydia's an actual person in real life.
Right.
You know, you can't, like, dupe someone like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to make it worse, probably, if you don't just, like, own up to, like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't invite you. We were in a bad place.
Right.
Like, that's a perfectly acceptable answer to be like, you know what? We're not vibing right now. I didn't want there to be a big fight. As you said, as you said yourself, Lydia, every time we get together, there's drama. So, like, I didn't want that for tonight. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
That's not what Shannon said. It really made me mad that Tamara asked, well, have you talked to her since the blow up at Kelly's house? And she said, yeah, well, Lydia called me that night and said I overreacted.
She called me that night and she said, Shannon, I'm calling you because I overreacted today. And I go, oh, okay, but I just want to let you know what was upsetting to me was that you dismissed me.
And Shannon's still mad at her and didn't invite her? Like, you have talked? Like, what can Lydia do? Calling and saying you overreacted, I mean, that's like owning up to it, you know?
Yeah.
Being like, it's totally my fault, you know, I overreacted. It's hard to do that with someone.
Right.
So I was like, come on, Shannon. But she's hurting. As yeah. Kelly said.
Yes.
I think Shannon is going through a lot. I think maybe she's not happy with David or her marriage, and that's why she's, you know, so emotional. I mean, she's taking out on everybody but David, it seems like.
They also put, like, a really interesting filter on Kelly's interview when she's talking about Shannon's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, angel-like.
Like,
you
old
know?
Hollywood?
Yes, yes.
Like, the glamour lens?
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked it.
But yeah, we'll see what happens next week if somebody owns up to it.
We'll see.
I just want to talk about one more thing with OC. There was a Vicky Gumbelson plastic surgery montage, and it just made me really happy because we saw her through the years and all of her surgeries.
Yeah, what has she had?
Well, in the episode, she said, I've had my brain, my boobs, my butt, my... I'm like, your brain? You've had brain surgery, Vicky? I don't think you have.
I've had a million surgeries. You never will remember me. I have. I've had brain and tits and abdomen. I've had it all. Chin and nose. Lord knows I've had a lot of plastic surgeries.
I mean, she's had, like, everything done.
Yeah.
But I think she's looked better than she's ever looked this season.
Right. I just know that one season was rough because...
The work hadn't settled.
Right. And they told her, like, don't do this major facelift surgery or reconstruction, whatever it was, unless you have, like, a while to rest. But
one time I said that to someone and they were like a house settling? Like, you know, like it settles on the foundation?
Oh.
I was like, maybe. I don't know. Your face is a house?
It kind of is, because think about primer. You put primer on your face.
Look at that.
Face is a house. You heard it here first.
But watching her get the implants, it just was the first time. Oh, we've seen this so many times before on our network, but it hit me for the first time that it's like you're putting pieces of plastic in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just so crazy to me.
I think about it sometimes.
Really?
Oh, as we discussed last week, I'm a B. But, like, how good would I look as a double D?
I think you would fall over. You'd have a Kelly problem.
But boys would think it was cute.
But boys would like me.
Yeah. From one boob job to another, let's talk about Dallas.
Oh my God, that's right. What a theme.
Boobs galore.
Boobs. Boobs by doobs. Yes, Leanne.
Ooh.
With a level. Right. So this week on Dallas, we have Leanne getting her boobs done.
Yes. And Brandy is taking her to the hospital.
Right.
And my whole thing was, if you're about to go under, you should be in a good, calm state.
Right.
So you want someone taking you to keep you in a good, calm state. What Brandy did was like, oh, how are you feeling about all that drama yesterday?
Oh, my God. In the car.
Yes. And she said, can you believe that Carrie said your doctor's not qualified? You know, when I got my mommy makeover, she told me that the doctor had patients die on the table.
Oh, like, right.
You should not be telling this to someone who's on their way to get surgery.
Right.
So they say when you go under anesthesia, you need to be in, like, a good place. Like, you're not supposed to go in feeling scared or worried.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is what I've heard. I don't know how true that is.
But have you ever been under anesthesia?
No.
Oh, when I got my tonsils out, I did. And they did not tell me I should not be worried or concerned. Because
well,
I
maybe
definitely was.
It would make you so.
Well, yeah, yeah, maybe.
But maybe I think that because of that movie where the guy, like, what's, you can get, like, paralyzed. You can get anesthesia and be fully aware of
what's happening
and unable to talk.
Right, and you're just like, you can't see me. What I just did is like did a corpse pose with like a very frightened look on my face.
So I think that's where I got that idea that you're supposed to be very calm when you go in so that doesn't happen.
I get how Leanne feels. When I was having my mommy makeover, Carrie told me that my doctor had killed people on the operating table. It really terrified me. All Carrie has done is put more doubt in her head.
So yeah, suffice it to say, I think we know too what Leanne's mindset was going into this surgery because we heard some of it behind closed doors.
They're just hands.
We talked about this last week because it was in the next on or coming up on Dallas, but we got to hear even more of it this week.
I have to say, in full context, it's less terrifying.
But more shocking, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because of this moment.
That was crazy.
Where is the Roundup and what is it?
No, I looked it up.
Oh, did you?
Okay. Do a Google search because I wanted us to look at the photos of it.
The Roundup Saloon. Oh, no. Okay, that shouldn't be my... I say oh, no, because there are obviously gay pride flags at it. So I thought maybe it was just happened to be a place called the Roundup that there happened to be gay man at, but it is clearly a gay bar.
Okay, so Roundup Saloon... And under it, it says gay nightclub. Tequilas, line dance lessons, and special events star at this country western gay bar and dance hall. So
allegations against Mark, back again. And we've already heard Carrie dispute them on Watch What Happens Live and in her blog. I titled it, My Husband Is Not Gay, I think is what I titled it as.
Sucks that you have to say that, you know?
Yeah, you would think that would just be, like, evident by, like, you know, the ring on your finger and the life you've created with this person. But
that's not the world we live in.
No.
We live in housewives land.
It's true.
And I love it.
So those allegations are back, and we know that Mark finds out about them because we have the mid-season super tease.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my God, we have to watch it. Because Mark confronts Leanne, and the look on Leanne's face is like, deer in the headlights, I never thought you would actually, like, this would come back to me.
Still to come on this season of The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Leanne. Take great care of her, and please release your angels to be with her. Also, I pray for sweet Carrie. I pray that no word spoken in judgment shall come to pass.
What's up?
And Leanne is back to her old ways. She said that she was going to hurt you.
Crazy.
I grew up with a lot of things in my hands. They're not knives. They're just hands. They work quite well.
Oh, we're in Mexico!
You got it, girl! Go, go, go!
Oh, I love this. Somebody put a dildo in my bag.
Oh, my God. No, do not touch me with that.
She's scared of the wiener.
That is so disgusting.
This is Girls Gone Wild.
I need to see those titties.
Limited edition. Brandy does Mexico.
Brandy said that you're threatening to strangle me.
You were making fun of my doctor.
You did say he's literally killed people on the operating table.
No, I never said that, Brandy.
It's not a lie, it's Carrie. A lie.
Here we go again.
Own yo bitch.
The name of the product, the main ingredient you're missing?
Yes.
Your mother is exhausted.
How long has it been since you've seen her?
2 years, 3 years? I have always had a difficult relationship with my mother.
You probably thought she'll get over it.
No, it killed me.
Why can't I have a glass and not a plastic cup? I feel like I'm at a frat party. Trashy. Both know that Gary was a f***ing nanny for Mark and his wife. Woo! Jesus, help me! This is ugly.
Now there's two of you coming after me in my marriage?
You were telling stories that I was soliciting men for favors.
She would call me and say, you know she's not really your friend. And you know Carrie could give two s*** about you.
Oh my God.
She's a walking train wreck. You said you're gonna slip my throat.
Oh my God, no I didn't.
You did.
I've never said that.
As God is my witness, you did f***ing say it.
So all that's to come this
season. That's insane.
Right? I mean, there's so many things that I'm like, what? 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 Like, the last, like, 10 seconds is just, like, this roller coaster of, like...
Okay, so we have an allegation that Carrie was Mark's nanny.
Nanny.
That's how they met.
Him and his wife.
Trashy. Both know that Carrie was a f***ing nanny for Mark and his wife.
Which is huge, because we know last season it was the whole... He left his wife for you. You were having an affair allegations. You have the he gets his at the roundup. And we have Mark saying it to Leanne.
Yeah, confronting her.
And
Brandy saying that Leanne said she'd slit her throat.
You said you're going to slit my throat.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't.
You did.
I've never said that.
As God is my witness, you did f***ing say it.
It seems like Brandy's going to turn on Leanne.
But also on Carrie.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going. I also noticed Leanne's new interview look is pretty much identical to Teresa Giudice's in the upcoming season of Jersey.
Oh my God, we're going to have to do a side-by-side.
Yeah, because it's like that braided up half pony.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I think we really just want to ask listeners, I want to know if when you do get your... When you do get breast implants, if you're supposed to put a CoverGirl compact in between them.
If that's, like, the regular prescription for, like, post.
Because maybe it is. Maybe that's a thing that just people don't talk about.
Right. Like, afterbirth. People just don't talk about that when you find out.
Hashtag easy breezy.
Easy breezy beautiful boobs.
Yes. Right. But, yeah, because in OC, Kelly's doctor's like, well, got to be careful. Want to make sure they're...
Level. He did say that. And I was like, maybe Leanne's doctor isn't so crazy. Because he was using measuring tape.
Doesn't it make you want to get something out to make sure yours are level?
Oh, no. The boobs aren't level, though.
Right,
that's
like
the thing. They're not. It would be more normal if they weren't level.
It's kind of like eyebrows. They say they're sisters, not twins.
Mm-hmm. I've heard this before. Boobs by doobs. I wish that Carrie and Leanne were better friends if she could get her boobs by doobs.
Maybe she's you wouldn't cut her a deal.
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it if she's saying stuff like that. I don't know if he's like, yeah, come down. But moving on, there's Shaws of Sunset.
We really just want to talk about this one moment from Shaws because we both had so many feelings about it, and it was that conversation between Tommy and MJ.
Are you sure that you want to get pregnant too?
I just don't think it's as easy as you just saying, I want to be pregnant. We both have to make preparations to be parents.
Are you saying that you want to have a baby or you're not ready?
I'm saying that we need to prepare.
You're not ready then.
You're not ready.
No.
Okay.
All you have to do is get pregnant.
People typically do at 20 years old, not at 40.
Just give her a hug.
Really?
Yeah. Come here.
You can't see me, but I'm just, like, sitting with my hands on my face, shaking my head back and forth, because it was just...
Well, I like what you said. It was maybe the most honest conversation you've ever seen on Bravo.
Yeah, it really was. It was two people, like,
Tommy was, I think, probably for the first time even to MJ, saying those things.
Like his real fears, which is, I don't know if we're ready to have a kid because I don't think that we're necessarily in the best, most healthy place in our lives.
Right. And I don't want to leave a kid without a parent
like
early.
My mom did with me.
I'm not a healthy guy. I've smoked cigarettes. I drink. She's not real healthy either. The thing that terrifies me more than anything in life is to leave a baby without a parent. It's happened to me.
And even MJ's reaction and what she was saying, I think she's being completely honest, saying, if you're not going to do this with me, I'm going to find someone who will, because this is that important to me.
Right.
Like, that is her truth.
Yes. And you know what? He should be down on all f***ing fours so that he can beg to be the father. That's where I'm at right now.
I do think, though, they shouldn't have had the conversation when she was drinking so much, because I think that, first of all, she was illustrating his point, which is like, how can we have a kid when we're getting shit-faced with our friends all the time?
Right, look at our wall.
Yeah.
There's a dick and boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also because I think she wasn't understanding his point, which is isn't trying to get out of responsibility.
Right, or the relationship or commitment.
Yeah, he just wants...
He wants more responsibility.
Yeah, he just wants you guys to make a commitment to bettering yourselves. And we clearly see that she has taken that to heart, because she's gotten the healthiest she's probably ever been in the last year.
Mm-hmm. The whole time I kept thinking about you because of all the cigarettes.
Oh.
Because he was talking about how his mom died from lung cancer.
But why do you say me?
Because you don't like cigarettes.
Right, it's true. I get very upset when people smoke, because I'm just like... You know what you're doing.
I've been watching Call the Midwife, and so it's like at that time when they don't know about cigarettes, so it's like all the moms are smoking cigarettes,
right.
The doctor's smoking cigarettes, and I just got to the season where they're like, cigarettes might be bad for you, and like the doctor has having to like deal with like, maybe I shouldn't smoke. It's very interesting.
I mean, I do think it looks cool, okay? I'm not going to lie. On Mad Men, I think they are all sexier when they smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, after watching those episodes, I'd always feel like I just smoked a pack. Like, just watching people smoke too much, I get, like...
Right. I could go into my cigarette use, but I won't. Back to Tommy and MJ.
Yeah, it's time for him to cut the crap, stop smoking... Get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
MJ, you do the same.
The whole time, too. Well, I just wrote down poor Tommy, and then also poor Destiny, because she kept trying.
That was
to
the
leave.
Best. Because that's a conversation a third party should not be there for.
No, and like every time she would be like, okay, gonna go, guys. MJ would be like, no, you're here. You're staying here.
Okay, wait.
So we're
leave,
not
and
going
then you guys...
anywhere, girl.
Okay.
That was crazy.
But I just felt really bad for Tommy, because I feel like he was being so honest and so vulnerable. And
had she been sober, I think she would have been able to
appreciate
it
more.
Been a better girlfriend in the moment.
I agree. But it was, if you guys haven't watched this episode, I can't, if you haven't been watching Shaw's, but you know these two people, like, watch it. It's so good.
And if you haven't, go to MJ's Instagram and see how she has transformed herself. It's amazing.
Well, we talked to her about it when
right.
she when we talked to her on the phone. But yeah, it just was like, it was just heartbreaking to watch and so real. I'm sure, as we talked about today with the production company from Vanderpump Rules, they were just like, keep going. Because I'm sure they're like, well, go and film this paint party. I'm sure they had no idea it was going to turn into MJ and Tommy seriously talking about whether or not they can have kids.
Right.
The moment when he was like, she keeps saying, I want my dad to hold my baby. And then what, though?
I just feel like she feels like she has a gun to her head because her father's real sick. She's told me on numerous occasions, I want him to hold my baby. Okay, then what?
Like, chills.
Yeah. I just thought of the fact that we have an office in L.A. and we had a couple people go to the Shaw's reunion. And we haven't even asked them what happened.
Oh, my God.
We need to know.
Yeah, we should get Sasha on the phone.
Yes.
Shout out, Sasha Flam.
So to close out the week, we want to start giving a rose and thorn. A la Real Housewives of New York.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A la Bethany Frankel.
Well, ironically, my rose... and Thorne this week is Tom. No, I'm kidding. I had to do it once. And my Thorne was just how sad I was for MJ and Tommy. Like, it really broke my heart and bummed me out. And I just was like, I hope it's not the end for these two. But my rose, I didn't get to talk about it in my OC, was when Shannon said, if I'm going out to dinner, I want to have a cocktail.
This is the bottom line. If I go out to dinner, I want to have a cocktail.
And I was like, me too, Shannon. Me too.
She had so many good lines this episode. I think my thorn really and truly was that we didn't see the allegations about Carrie's husband being brought to her. Like, the whole episode, I thought that was going to happen, and it didn't. And I was like, dang it. I guess we have to wait.
Well, it clearly gets brought up because Mark knows about it.
I know. No, I know what my thorn is. My thorn was in this episode of Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky when they had that really terrible argument because, truly, I'm not sure the relationship will ever be the same.
Jumped into your life and became friends with all your people. You can't even accept my friends or my family.
What?
You won't even accept them. You won't accept my sister. You don't accept my friends. You already said they're not good enough for you. They're not good enough for you. You don't like them.
I've never said that.
You've been talking about my friends since you got here. About them being moms and everything else. That's not okay. Tiffany's my family. That's my sister.
Okay, that's fine.
And they're never going away.
Okay, that's fine. But then don't come at me and put me down and expect me to take it.
She said one little thing,
I don't
Jax.
Care
you can't
if
let,
she said 10
you
things.
You can't let little things make you boil over and go that crazy. You've got an anger problem.
I know. Who knows what's going to happen on Vanderpump? Jax knows.
Thank you guys for listening. We always appreciate you. And honestly, I was so over the moon that people tweeted us last week with hashtag they're just hands.
I know.
That was amazing.
That made my life.
Let us know what your roses and thorns were from this week.
Yeah. Did you like the fact that Shannon couldn't get out of the bike too? Because that's also my rose. Shannon was just my rose this week is what I'm saying.
She's amazing. Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. Hashtag Rose and Thorn.
Yes.
Because why not?
Because do it.
Yeah.
You can find me at Rachy Rob.
And me at Meg Segura.
And yeah, let us know. What did we miss?
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me.